Mercy and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we hear the fifth parable Jesus has told in a row. Okay? Now let me set the stage for us, because it's always good to know where we're at in the Bible when we hear something like this. This is during Holy Week. Jesus has already entered Jerusalem triumphantly and yet humbly riding on the back of a donkey, right? And he was greeted by the admiring throngs, waving palm branches in the air and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Wow, what an entrance, right? And Jesus comes into Jerusalem and goes right to the heart of the city, which is the temple, God's house. And what does he see in the temple but profiteering going on? There's the money changers there, and they got their scales that are fixed, and they have their ways of skimming profits off the people as they change their money into the temple currency. And Jesus sees this, and he is enraged, so he throws the money changers' table over, and he makes a whip of cords, and he drives all the animals out of the temple. And he says, God's house shall be a house of prayer for all people. And yet, here you are making it a den of robbers. Well, of course, this sets a confrontation in motion with the Jewish leaders. And they want to know by what authority Jesus thinks he has to do these things. And so he tells them a series of parables that makes it clear that he's God's son. And he has all the authority in the universe. And he has come back to God's house to hold the leaders to account for cheating the people, for not making sure that righteousness and justice is done, right? And so he's rather upset with these leaders, and he's come to tell them what God expects, not only of the leaders, but what God expects of his people. And what God expects of his people is for us to live just and upright lives, right? To love God, to love our neighbors, to follow the Ten Commandments. Because here's one thing that I know is very true. We may think we're fooling other people. We may even think we're fooling God. But in the end, all of our misdeeds catch up with us, and eventually we get caught. Right? Now, if you've been watching the news recently, you've heard the story of Harvey Weinstein, right? It was his job to cast actors and actresses in several different movies that Hollywood has put on for the last 20 years. And yet, did Harvey act with honor? Did he treat people the way they should be treated? Absolutely not. He acted very inappropriately towards women. He groped some. He sexually assaulted some. He even raped some. Now, this lie continued for, 20 years? Until finally women came forward and said, enough is enough. No more. He got fired from his job. His wife is leaving him. I'm sure he's got more legal troubles coming down the road. See, no misdeed can be hidden forever. Harvey Weinstein thought he could kind of just abuse other people and nobody would notice. Well, it caught up with Mr. Weinstein. And in the end, all of our sins get exposed. So the best thing is just to come clean, right? Right then and there. Every day, I want you to do this. When you wake up and you're in the shower and the water's running down your forehead, I want you to trace the sign of the cross on your forehead and remind yourself right then and there who you are and whose you are. That you are a beloved child of God, made so in baptism, that God loves you. And then when you're looking yourself in the mirror, having reminded yourself who you are, then tell the Lord what you're sorry for. Because if you can't look yourself in the mirror and go about your day, we've got problems, right? So remember who you are and whose you are, and then come clean. Come clean with God and yourself. Just admit the ways you messed up the day before. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I know I'm your beloved child. I know you'll never give up on me. Help me to do better today. Now, why am I getting to this point? It's because God is the king, right? Our Heavenly Father is the king. The royal banquet that we're all invited to is Jesus' banquet that's eternal, without end in heaven. And he's invited all of us to this banquet. And yet, it's clear God will not be mocked, right? The guest that said, no thank you, Lord, who abused the Lord's servants, who killed some of them, they faced a severe punishment, didn't they? So then finally, the king said, well, they weren't worthy. So now go out into the streets, into the main streets, not just to the big businesses and the president's White House, but go out into the main streets and bring everybody in, the good and the bad. So the servants go out and they drag everybody in off the streets, even those that aren't so well-dressed and presentable. So the invitation goes out to everyone, right? And yet, there's somebody there in the crowd that's not wearing a wedding robe. What's the deal with that? We don't really know. Was he being disrespectful to the king? Is that why he wasn't wearing a wedding robe? Was he a wedding crasher? Well, we've heard of those, right? Or was he just not somebody who belonged? Was he an imposter? Was he somebody pretending to fit in when in reality, like Harvey Weinstein, he had no place being there in the first place? Many are called, few are chosen. So I want you to remember who you are and whose you are, and to come clean with the Lord every day and to ask for his forgiveness and his grace to do better today than you did yesterday. Because the invitation is there. And God expects us to respond and to receive his love every day and then to share that love with others so that when we are eventually called to that wedding banquet, we will be prepared, we will be dressed, and then we can celebrate with God the feast that has no end. Amen.